Books on Tape presents In the Company of the Courtesan by Sarah Dunant, read by Stephen Hoy. A Historical Note. The history of Europe in the first half of the 16th century is one of political and religious upheaval. A corrupt Catholic Church centered in Rome found itself challenged by the emergence of Protestantism, which grew out of Martin Luther's rebellion of 1517 and spread rapidly through Germany and across northern Europe. Italy was still a set of city-states, vulnerable to attack from within and threatened from without by foreign invasion, most notably by France and Spain, the latter under the rule of Holy Roman Emperor Charles V. The most powerful Italian cities were Rome and Venice. With Florence in decline, the art and culture of the High Renaissance had moved to Rome, under the patronage of the popes. Meanwhile, Venice, situated on the mouth of the Adriatic, was still at the height of her success. A republic run by a large group of noble families, she enjoyed remarkable domestic political stability, a cosmopolitan population, control of the Western Mediterranean, and a dazzlingly rich economy, built on foreign trade and commerce. Venice was a honeypot for merchants, travelers, and adventurers. The story you are about to read begins in Rome in 1527. Part 1. Chapter 1. Rome, 1527. My lady, Fiametta Bianchini, was plucking her eyebrows and biting color into her lips when the unthinkable happened, and the Holy Roman Emperor's army blew a hole in the wall of God's eternal city, letting in a flood of half-starved, half-crazed troops.